We are now producing the show in the quietest of studio. And if that weren't enough, Radio Lawn's Quiet Studios. Then they say I shout all the time. Yes, this does suck. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff. Shaz and Fred! This is completely dumb. Dallas Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and the cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn Pro. Okay, let's try this again. Kick it! No? Radio Lawn, it's weird.
You should have bought that cable.
Kick it! Radio Lawn, it's weird. Avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn, it's topical, humorous, opinionated. Dumb stuff.
Shazam flip!
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn, it's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Wince Edward Flatulence III.
Well, it's about time, Leaderpiece, you get me in here. Now I'm talking like Archie Bunker. Hi, it's Quince Edward Flatulence III, the host of the Radio Lawn program, and have been for years. I'm just going to have to clear my throat. All right, that's a little better anyway. All right, so now here is part three of the Doggy Radio Show, where Romeo Rabbit so gratefully graced the program airwaves. Program. We're having all sorts of fun. It's fun doing this show. I get another paycheck, and Leaderpiece has another 3 or 4 or 5 hours of producing. Isn't that great? That's great. Isn't that fucking great? That's not a very British of me, is it? I said, I'm not a... See, this is how I really talk like that, you know? That's what I do. But I try to fake it for you, the listeners of Radio Law. Okay, got Cockney accent again, go. Here we go.
When we last left these wackos, Romeo was telling us all about the elevator system at the big con.
We're going to flip now all the cards, and we're going to talk about the elevator. Romeo?
The elevators, they kind of upgraded the system to a smart elevator system, so that there's touchscreens, and it's supposed to make things faster, easier, more convenient. You can't just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on all the floors and drive people nuts when the elevator hits every single floor. It's supposed to prevent that, and supposed to streamline things. Problem is, they didn't program it according to the capacity of the con. So as a result, the line stretched all the way around the lobby and back into the concourse, back behind the main lobby where the Brown Bag Deli and all that is back there in the post office and everything, and went all the way down to the doors at the end of the concourse.
Wow. I bet you the crazy mocha people like that and say, hey, you waiting for the elevator? How about a coffee? How about a nice coffee? A nice mocha?
You know, they should have stayed open just to serve the people standing in line.
Well, they stayed open till 8 o'clock, I think. Saturday and Sunday, they said they were open till 8. And Boomer and I, a while ago, we went and I want to say, okay, we have coffee here. This is cool. Let's sit out here in the lobby and we'll draw and drink our coffee and everything's great. So we sit down. We start drinking our coffee. 45 minutes later, they're like, we're closing, so we need those tables back. Thank you very much. So they rolled up the sidewalks, and I drew a picture of it a few years back. They rolled up the sidewalks on us, and we were running away from them. The crazy mocha people. That's because they're crazy.
They have some really good smoothies, though, I have to say.
Ah.
Yes, I did end up trying a mango smoothie, and it was very good. Very good.
Nice. How's that pizza, Boomer the Dog?
No. Oh, it looks pretty good right now, and it's sitting there. It'll be cooling off right now.
All right. The other thing is the table. Well, for the not only are you waiting for the elevator, but we're sitting at the table while Boomer was getting his rocks off.
Oh.
I'm not being very polite
rocks.
About that. I'm not being very polite about that. I know what you are doing, Boomer the Dog. Eh?
Mm,
eh?
Communing with other dogs.
I looked down at the table we were sitting at, and I saw a dog on the table.
It just says AC 2005, and that's how is that on the table?
The I said the evil word. You're going to have to penalize me now and play the Kage cut.
Oh, really?
I said it. In fact, that's the game we should play. Anybody says it from now on, here on out until the end of the show, you have to play the Kage cut.
It was a fan-run convention at the time. When I took it over, I incorporated it.
I
incorporated in 1998. I believe we were the first furry convention to actually have an incorporated entity.
Ricochet. Is blowing that up again.
That's all I got to say about that. Ah, yeah, so that's my fun. I saw a dog's head on
that. So that dog head, now how is that? Is that like cultured marble or something like that? Or
yeah,
how
it's
is it
fake. It's linoleum or whatever the heck it was, but then there's a head in it, and it was
really?
A dog head. And I thought, wow, that looks like one of my
linoleum.
Drawings. Looks like one of my crappy drawings.
Kind
wow.
of an angry look. Do you think he's an angry looking dog?
Yeah, not really. Just a crappy drawing.
Like from the side, looking down to the lower left of this picture. And you're right, I see that too, but with immense shoulders on him, or he's behind a wall or something like that.
Yeah,
or
something.
Walls behind him.
If you go to the top, we do have another, the picture that I actually drew at the con. Boomer is a celebrity now, and how many people came up to you and said, hey, I saw you on Dr. Phil?
I don't know, was it more than last year?
I don't know. I think it was less than last year, actually.
I don't remember, because I got chatting. Last year, I got to chat with, like I was barking to Tycho for so long. I was chatting with just one. Didn't we have a furry that was, like, wanting to know the whole story? So I had to give my life story last year. So I was kind of like, I was surrounded. I don't know, because I didn't give as many cards away, did I? I don't remember.
No.
I remember how it was. But I did get a number of people that were asking and talking, mentioning Dr. Phil, especially Dr. Phil.
Because hey, I saw you on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, so I got that. And luckily you had barked about you got to make sure you have your business cards, because I have Boomer business cards that I give to folks. And I try to give them out. Anybody that chats with me. For more than a minute, I think that's the title.
He's a dog with a card. Yeah, yeah. You're cuckoo, man. You swing. You're cuckoo.
Yeah, so they would just walk by and somebody would catch me. More, I think I got more selfies this year, though. More selfie power, more things like that. And so I got to give out some cards, and I printed out some. So I don't know. That was a good time. We did spend more time there, maybe. Did we out in the lobby?
Yeah, I think we spent a little bit more time there this year than last.
So that might have
affected. Out in the lobby.
That probably affected things.
Of the SuperCon.
Yeah. That probably affected how many people got to see my celebrityness. It's funny.
Your celebrityness? What?
Yeah, celebrityness.
Oh, okay.
You know, like your highness.
Yes.
Oh.
Your heinous? No, your highness. My hooness? Whiteness?
Yeah.
So I said, you can go ahead and take a picture of my star, Boomer the Dog, which I have to protect because he's my star. He's in my stable. And, so Dollar picture.
Oh, yeah, you know, you'll have to be my agent.
Yeah. So I drew a very unflattering picture of Boomer the Dog with a big smile and pumpkin eyes and a cameo fox. That's the fox who didn't smile when I didn't smile because...
Oh, yes, I see his muzzle just showing. Showed his muzzle.
Because I didn't really draw the whole fox.
Flashes were going off. Yeah, it's fun.
It's hard to draw on your knee. Mm-hmm. When you're just sitting there trying, it's like,
oh yeah, can I take a selfie? I see that.
Yep. Lots of people want to take a selfie. And we did this, the second picture I did. This is actually pretty funny. This is going to keep us from eating our sausage pizza for a few minutes. This is Boomer the dog. I'm talking to him, and we got into discussion yesterday. We, like Boomer had said before, we sit out, and I drink heavily, and Boomer drinks iced tea. And then we go out for breakfast.
Right, because we're all done. And, you
but
know,
I'm great. Drinking iced tea, too. I am not drinking heavily and then getting in my car and going to a McDonald's.
Drinking heavily.
I would never do that.
Heavily on iced tea.
Never, ever do that. I would never in a million years think to do that. Yeah. Jimmy Crenn. Yeah.
Local DJ Jimmy Crenn, their local, what would he be? Local host.
Oh, no, I think this was actually, no, I did this at the, I went to the bagel shop, and you said, you said that this is working to you. You have work to do today. You're working. When you are home alone, you are not working. But you on a weekend that there's a con, you have work to do.
Yeah, doggy
therefore,
radio.
You have to go to bed because you have work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like work to me.
What? What? Can I have your job, please?
Yeah.
Can I have your job? I want your job. What do I have to do? Do I have to start saying I'm a dog to everybody in the world and try and change my name to Ricochet Sheepdog? Well, they could probably do that because I don't have a the in it.
In Ohio, Ohio is more friendly of a name change state than Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania hasn't seen this stuff.
Yeah.
But now that the furries are making such a big splash here, and especially being more public, it helps me too, I think, in my case. Because I don't think the court ever had seen anyone saw anyone who wanted to be a dog or wanted to change their name to Boomer the Dog or anything like that. An animal name or their furry name, see?
Just, you said, I'm working. See, now,
yeah,
I didn't get a chance to draw because we were on boom time and we made it to the con really, really, really late tonight. But I was going to take a picture of the Working Man's Dead from the Working Man's Dead album, Grateful Dead, and change it to Working Man's Dog, and have a picture of you, kind of a parody of the color of the cover, just to say, Boomer the Dog's always working.
Yeah, because what happened was is we were sitting out, and then Ricochet thought, or we were both even thinking at first,
we're going to walk up to Einstein's Bagels.
Yeah, that's what we were going to do.
And that's exactly what I should be doing. Every single day when there's heavy drinking going on, I should not be getting into the car and getting two sausage McMuffin with egg. No, I should be walking to my destination.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. So,
all right.
So I decided to split up with Sheepy, and I just went in while he went on to Einstein's.
Yes, I went to the Einstein's Bagels, and I got to tell you something. There's something called lox, Nova Salmon. It's smoked Nova Salmon, and it's kind of smooth, and it's a breakfast tradition for all the people of the Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's a Jew food. It's a Jew food.
And now, would you know if it's, is it something regularly eaten? Is it normal, like an everyday thing?
It can be. Not saying that salmon's bad for you. I don't know anything about it. But
cream cheese.
Yeah, cream cheese, Susie cream cheese. So I'm in this place and I order the sandwich on a bagel. This is bagel, lox, onion, lettuce, tomato. And they didn't core the damn tomato. So there was that big green hard thing in the center of it. I hate that. Why don't you just... there's a little device. It's a nifty little metal device. Probably costs a dollar at the Dollar Tree. Just you reach it in and then you pull out the whole core so you don't have it. You have a little hole there. Why don't you do that? Why don't you... That just irritates the hell out of me whenever I get the tomato with that big hard green thing in the middle of it. Come on. I'd rather have a hole. I'd have lots of holes. So I had the bagel sandwich. This is with a schmear. They don't even have a whole lot of cream cheese on it. And I got a little dinky small coffee, little dinky glass of coffee. Not even a glass, little cup of coffee. I mean, it was small, maybe 10 ounces, something like that.
You could refill it?
Yeah, it was refillable, so that's an advantage. $9.50.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For that.
For the bagel sandwich. But
and the night before, we just got this huge sandwich from Cane's, this place that we go to that we kind of like a whole bunch.
It's in Dormont. That's another Dormont borough outside of Pittsburgh, which is another kind of city in itself.
We got the huge sandwich with a salad and fries and everything like that. It was $13. I paid $9.50 for this. I didn't even get the capers. I said, no,
yeah,
no,
that's
no
right.
Capers, no capers.
Capers, little round kind of plants, I guess they are, right? What are they, capers?
I don't know. Anchovies or something. And then there was also the Cane's experience that we had when we got those nice sandwiches. And we saw Pittsburgh, their Pittsburgh baseball team, in 14 innings, they won with a walk-off homer. That was interesting.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh baseball team.
We were at it because it's kind of, Cane's is a bar restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So it's more, but more focus on the restaurant part, right?
No, more on the bar, but they have a nice restaurant.
It's like half and half.
Yeah. And we were sitting at one table, and they were cleaning the tables because they were obviously closing the dining area that we just got sat in. Mm-hmm. They sat us in like there was 5 more minutes, and then they closed it down. So, in other words, we were being a bitch, and the waitress wanted to. But we wanted to be away from the crowds and the quiet because the game was in over. It was in extra innings, and there was still a lot of people there, mm-hmm. a lot of drunks hanging out, making a lot of noise. So she goes to clear the table, and they have these wood trays that have glass bottles of salt and pepper, their Corona bottles, and glass bottle of ketchup, glass bottle of mustard. Everything is glass. Everything is heavy. So when you pick the damn thing up, it weighs a ton. Well, she picks it up, and the bottom fell out.
Uh-oh.
So all this ketchup and hot sauce and all this crap smashed miraculously.
Right there.
We didn't get any on us.
And it was right there.
There was ketchup bottle shards underneath our table, but we didn't get any on us at all.
And that was 5 feet away, just like right across the aisle from our booth.
Now, this is opposed to when Hobnose and us, and we went to the pizza place. And
oh, fries as big as your head?
Hobnose proceeded to drop everything on your brand new tennis shoes.
Yeah, those New Balance or whatever I had with the
cheese fries
side.
And everything else kind of left a nice stain in it.
I remember that.
Yeah, they're perfect for doing lawns now.
That's what I think. Those are the ones. I think a long time ago, I think those are the ones I still have.
Yep, so, and that's pretty much it.
That was funny, though. I mean, it wasn't funny, but it was weird because it just, and it, like you barked all glass bottles, beer bottles, filled with salt.
The salt and pepper were full-size Corona bottles with a little cap on it filled with a, so, I mean, it was heavy as hell. And she picked it up, and the whole thing
went. And the nails came out of the wood. They're just thin wood frames.
Yeah.
With a bottom on them.
Little cheap bottoms, and they just smashed. I mean, I would trust a cardboard beer container, a six-pack container, and I've seen places that do this. They leave their stuff in the six-pack container. I trust that more than I would. Well, I would think the wood thing would be better, but oh well.
Yeah. Well, what about the bunny? Have you gone out to any outside restaurants, or what have you eaten while you're here? Like, where have you eaten as far as the convention stuff?
I hit up the Brown Bag Deli. I hit that up last year as well, and I hit up Fernando's. I hit up Fernando's.
Hey, we're closed. We're closing. We're closing. Oh, thank you for your money. We'll just stay open for the next 5 years.
But there was the old fish market in the hotel that was replaced by a burger place, Bill's Burgers, and I didn't know this, so
Ain't that a TV show on Fox?
Oh, yeah, Bob's Bills.
Yay, there you go. Bob's Burgers, Bill's Burgers, Joe's Burgers. My burgers, your burgers, everybody's burgers, but
wouldn't you like to be a burger, to be a burger, drink Dr. Burger? Or Burger de Pyrenees.
Yeah, oh, yeah, my breed.
Burger my King. Breed. Yeah, we're playing a game here. Burger King.
Burger King.
That's true. Burger King. And what have we got?
What, for burger?
Backyard burgers.
Oh, really?
Burgermeister?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You see where we're going with this?
Oh, yeah.
You got more burgers?
Oh, I can't think of another restaurant with the name Burgers in it.
Burger Chef.
Ah, yeah.
Defunct.
Oh, that's right.
And got what, one?
And, B-R-G-R.
Okay.
It means burger.
That's burger. All right. Oh, now I'm coming up blank. Ah, never mind. Okay, I lost. Okay, fine.
So how was Bill's then? You got to try it?
I did not get to try it. I went in there for coffee, and that's the only thing I got in there.
As predicted, tonight I heard that they were pretty much out of food.
Yeah, they made the classic mistake of a new restaurant opening in the downtown Pittsburgh area when it comes to the big con, that you're going to run out of food unless you prepare accordingly. And apparently, Bill's Burgers did not plan accordingly because they ran out of food.
They should have known. Wow. I predicted all along. You're going from a place that served $36 fish dinners that nobody really wanted to go into except, nobody else is open. I don't feel like walking down the street to Fernando's, so I'm going to go and have a $36 flounder dinner, to $8.99 for a hamburger. Holy shit! That's almost an entire meal at McDonald's.
Almost an entire meal. You know, you get a lot of McDonald's for $9 now. Wow, it's almost lunch. But I have to add the milkshake.
Yeah, so they have burgers. We haven't tried them yet, but we are going to try them. I'm telling you, we will try them.
Yeah.
Yes. We plan to go down there and check the place out and see how good they really are. I checked this place out before I came to Pittsburgh. I checked out their website. Apparently, there's only three locations for this place: Manhattan, New Jersey, and Pittsburgh. So it's a very small chain.
What's amazing to me is you would think the downtown in a hotel, the fish market, the food there was so outrageously huge, probably because they get charged huge rent. So what are they doing to charge $9 a sandwich as opposed to $36 a plate? And if they're getting charged huge rent, is it all volume, volume, volume? Or have they gone the route of no tipping?
Oh.
Ah.
Well, then the hamburgers would be $12. But I'd still pay it because, I mean, $12 is a reasonable price for a hamburger in a downtown, a major downtown restaurant.
Yeah.
If you anywhere for, heck, I'd pay that. We pay that at Cane's. We could have gotten a $10 hamburger.
But we get extreme, Cane's, I guess, but we get extreme. We get a lot of food there, too.
Yeah.
That's double meals that we take home every time, haven't we? Did we ever finish up only when we got the smallest item or cheaper items, right?
I think last time we went to Cane's, we ate it all. We sat and went, rah!
We like to eat all this food. It's so good.
But we luckily took some of it home this time.
Yeah, I couldn't have eaten any more of that.
I can't eat another bite.
Oh, come on. Have a wafer thin mint. One wafer thin mint.
So that's cool, though, to hear about Bill's Burgers. And we did look in, right? And there were lines when we were looking in the couple of times that we did. So apparently it was pretty popular.
She went in there for coffee, huh?
Went in there for coffee, just coffee. I was being lame as hell and just going, I must have looked like a dork walking into a burger place that's just brand new to the area and going, coffee, please.
Did they
coffee.
Fire up the Folgers?
I think they just probably poured it in out of a coffee mug that's been sitting there. That was sitting there since like 9 a.m. and just but it wasn't. It actually wasn't that bad if that was the case. But
they don't really. Well, no, they do. The Crazy Mocha place weren't they open? Didn't you try Crazy Mocha?
Oh yeah, Crazy
it was
Cow.
It was late. It was like 11 at night. So they were long past closed.
All right, let's the rabbit can ID. If you want to.
Sure. This is the Canine Tones of Doggy Radio with Boomer the Dog and Ricochet Sheepdog.
Getting tired?
No. Doing just fine.
see you, I want to touch you.
Sally Eaton did Reader and Advisor, and then that track, Subterranean Monastery, doing Realistic Patterns.
Hey, my girlfriend Sally Eaton. I was really eating Sally. You know what I'm talking about? That's a cheap joke, and I had to go there.
Oh, did you?
Had a sweet taste of her love tunnel, and let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you.
Yep, that's like a love tunnel. That's right, Chubby Checker back in our last break.
Well, let's see. Chubby, are you awake? Hello?
Just go down to the con.
No, you can. You go see Tycho again. See, nervous laugh. Uh-oh. What am I telling? Am I telling you the right thing?
Should I do that?
Stop it. Okay. Stop. You laugh like a girl.
So that's the music we had there. So there you go.
Don't you have the beginning guys? What do they call that? The subterranean?
Oh, yeah. Subterranean Monastery and Realistic Patterns.
And what do you say, Romeo? Was that song a piece of crap?
The subterranean regional, we think it's groovy, but everybody else thinks it's crap.
Yeah. It's The Quickening, starring us. But we're going back to last weekend for my picture, the final picture that I have up there. The Grateful Dead, their 50th anniversary shows concluded on Sunday. And I already said the Sunday show was, the Saturday show was killer.
Now, this is one of your drawings, right?
Right. You have it under the logo of Wendy's because there was some things. No, this is actually Wendy's is pretty good because we were getting credit. I was getting credit for drawing at this Wendy's, and this is the Wendy's where we found that weird spaceship-like plastic device.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know that well.
And how Wendy's used to be built is they have that greenhouse, and the
right.
greenhouse goes down, and it's a step-down greenhouse where you actually step two steps down, so you're in a lower part, and it's all covered with a greenhouse. Well, if it's sunny out for the day, it's like 20 degrees hotter.
It seemed,
you're eating in a greenhouse. And it's funny because there's not windows. There's just big open square places where you could, if you're eating on the above tables, you could spit on the below tables and hit them easy. But we just put our stuff at the upper table and went up to the upper 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a lot cooler up there.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like a greenhouse effect.
Wait a minute. You just said 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
That's a pony reference, sort of.
Oh?
20% cooler, 20 degrees cooler.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We never know.
I'm going brony. Help me.
We probably do this all the time and don't even know it.
I'll be clopping in no time. I will be clopping and clipping and hell. The Grateful Dead thing, I just joked about. They did this all for merchandising, the whole episode, the whole Grateful Dead 50. And now there's a petition for bring some shows to the East. Bring the Fare Thee Well shows to the East. We want a couple shows in the East. That's done. Let them go. They're finished. They've made their multi-billion dollars, and now they can go off to retire. None of them are going to go off and retire. They're going to continue doing their other stuff, but boy, they got a nice paycheck.
I don't know. You really think they did? It's hard to tell.
I think they got a damn nice paycheck for doing those shows. Very, very, very nice.
You don't think that they're going to end up like Kiss, where this is it. Final tour. No, we're coming back. We're coming back. Final tour. Coming
Aerosmith. Aerosmith's final tour. I think they don't like each other that much. I mean, they've been playing with each other for 50 years, and they've been doing stuff, but I think there's grudges that they kind of buried because all the money. And I don't know that. Maybe they did get along, and maybe they did have a good groove going. But I don't know. I think they're just kind of done. Like, all right, we'll do this for the fans, and then we're done. We're finished.
Yeah, 50 years of the Grateful Dead was the idea.
Yeah, or in 50 years, we'll all be chicks. Adam Carolla's first book.
Oh, we're the Brits of the Chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we've got to go.
meat pie. See you next time.